Reading 2. Women in Professional Sports. We all know that the world's best athletes make extremely high salaries. Shaquille O'Neal earned $27.7 million in one season playing with the Miami Heat. That's $337,804 for each regular season game. On the other hand, in the WNBA, Women's National Basketball Association, the top players only earn about $79,500. For the entire season. There has always been a gap between men and women in sports. Female athletes have not been treated with as much respect and admiration as male athletes. Leila Ali is one woman who is helping women athletes get the respect they deserve. Ali is the daughter of the famous boxer Muhammad Ali. She became a boxing champion like her father. Her family name and movie star beauty have gotten her and the sport of women's boxing a lot of attention. Some people might think Layla's fame comes from her father, but her fame really comes from her own success. She has won 15 of her 18 victories by knockout. Boxing, though, is not the only sport in which female athletes are breaking through the gender barrier. Another female athlete who has challenged male dominance of professional sports is golfer Annika Sörenstam. In 2003, she became the first woman in 58 years to compete on the PGA Tour. In 1938, Babe Zaharias became the first woman to play in a PGA Tour event. Traditionally, men play in PGA events, and women golfers play in LPGA events. However, some people wonder why men and women can't play against each other in the same events. Neither Sörenstam nor Zaharias won any great victories on the PGA golf course, but they reminded the public about the status of women in professional sports. One sport in which female athletes are respected is tennis, but this was not always the case. In the 1960s, Billie Jean King was the best female tennis player in the world. She worked hard to improve conditions for women in tennis. She wanted them to make as much money as men, for example. She became the first female athlete to earn over $100,000 in prize money in a single year. Still, King was not respected by some men. In 1973, male tennis player Bobby Riggs declared that women could not be equal to men. He challenged King to a tennis match to decide who was better. This battle of the sexes had the largest television audience ever for a tennis match, 50 million people. At the time, Riggs was 55 years old, and King was just 30. Riggs grew tired more easily than King, so King maintained long volleys to make Riggs grow tired. King defeated Riggs in three straight sets. She later said, "It helped a lot of people realize that everyone can have skills, whether you are a man or woman, as well as helping men and women understand each other. There will always be great female athletes. Through their accomplishments, maybe professional sports will someday be equal for men and women."